from the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
And CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh.
Well, all right, all right. Welcome to a brand new edition of Radio Night Live. We've got so much to get to, friends, and I hope that you're with us for the full 2 hours tonight. In fact, as you can see on the big board, Michelle Bachman, Steve Moore, KT McFarland, in the new music spotlight, an artist named Blanca, who's just going to rip your heart out tonight. Plus, in the ladies' lounge, Nicole Sapphire and... we're going to take a look at what's going on with John Eibner in terms of some persecution in Afghanistan. And I want to spend some time dealing with Afghanistan. That's why we've got Michelle Bachman and KT McFarland in the ladies' lounge as well. Their expertise, of course, is not only what's going on in Afghanistan, but how Congress should be dealing with it now that the president supposedly thinks that everything there is just done.
Yeah, well, I did it. It's over. Now I'm walking away. Whoop.
It's just, that's the approach that Joe Biden has taken. But welcome into a big Saturday night. We've got a lot to get to. And I would be remiss to say that we could not do it without the great support of people like Byrna. Byrna.com/KMC. If you want the best discounts on everything they've got going on for your personal public safety. This is one of the things that we're talking about right here, the Byrna HD. No permits necessary, no waiting periods, and never any background checks. This just gives you firepower in your hand to be able to protect yourself at any given time. And it's so simple to use and will work up to 60 feet in total dead accuracy. As you can see, it's about the size of a 9mm. It is very, very lightweight, very easy to use. And I love these things. Took them on my vacation last week to the Outer Banks, and my family was protected. So having said all of that, thank you to Byrna. Byrna.com/KMC. Byrna.com/KMC to get the best discounts, and we'll go from there. All right, now we've got a big show for you tonight. I mentioned Blanca. She's going to be in the new music spotlight tonight. She's got a great voice, powerful songs, and I want to preview who's going to be with us next week in the new music spotlight. None other than, well, he now calls himself Ye or Yee, but Kanye West has got a brand new set of songs out, and there's a couple that we're going to feature here next week. So be on the lookout for that coming up as well. Now, to the news this week. Well, what is there to describe about this week? We pulled up the stakes and we said, okay, we're gone. You wanted us gone. We're gone. And we took the last military person and put him on a C-17 and flew out of Afghanistan. In the meantime, we did not see all of the Americans get out of Afghanistan. So a great number of Americans, in fact, remain behind essentially enemy lines, and now no military there to help them, to protect them, etc. And what have we been told all this whole time? Well, we've got to trust the Taliban. They've turned the page. They're making a new world come about in terms of how they're going to treat women and minorities and other things within their society. Well, let me just show you what the latest is from the Taliban leader, because this is really rather remarkable. Here's the headline. Taliban spokesperson warns U.S. not to interfere in their culture or as to how they treat women. Do not interfere. Do not interfere, says the Taliban, with how we treat women or how we run our culture. This is the spokesperson for the Taliban. This was the person that was doing all those interviews with American media. He was doing more interviews with the American media at the beginning of the Taliban's takeover of the country than our president was. which I tend to think is a significant problem. We should have at least as much access to our own leader as we do the leader of the terrorist group that's now in charge of Afghanistan. That would seem to me to just make common sense. But then that's just maybe why I am not always understood. I try to go for the common sense and it doesn't seem to make much sense. You know who's had enough of this? And there are a lot of people across the country. Oh, another big story. And we're going to have to touch on this at some point. But in Texas now, as of, Wednesday morning at midnight, as of that point in time, in the state of Texas, if you are a baby and you have a heartbeat, you are not allowed to be killed ever anymore. This is an incredible achievement for the pro-life movement. It's an incredible achievement on behalf of children. It's an incredible achievement for anyone that truly believes in the old-fashioned ideas of truth and justice and freedom for all God-made creatures. And friends, that's where we come from. Yeah, the stuff comes together in the woman's body. We give birth, but God breathes that life into it. And now, when that heartbeat is present, and you can hear the little zhoom, 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 in the ultrasound, in the state of Texas, it's illegal to kill that child intentionally going forward. And as a result, one of the good news stories coming out of the end of the week is that we are seeing in Florida. Let me pull up that headline right here. In Florida, it appears as though Governor DeSantis may, in fact, be following in the same footsteps as Texas does. They want to craft a Supreme Court bill that's going to protect babies at the moment that a heartbeat is measured, just like they did in Texas. And if you could get Florida and Texas both protecting babies, and by the way, by the time we got to Thursday or Friday, just a couple of days after the Texas law had been in place, they went from literally thousands of abortions that would have been performed in a couple of days to less than a dozen total. Less than a dozen total. That means there's that many more children that will be given the right to live unless those mothers go out of state and try to go somewhere else to have their procedures done. But what great news for the children of Texas, of the state of Texas, that they have the guaranteed protection of law. They have the guaranteed right to take their first breath. They have the guaranteed right to be born. That is an incredible moment for the children. But back to Washington, D.C. for just a second. So on Friday, and I don't know if it's just reading the tea leaves of what a buffoon Joe Biden has turned into, and therefore people are starting to realize, hey, I've got to run for election in 2022. Maybe I don't want to be on board crazy train completely. Joe Manchin, who's a more centrist Democrat. In fact, President Trump tried very hard to woo him to Republican circles. Wasn't successful. He's talked about maybe interrupting the filibuster, doing a number of things that the Democrats have kind of liked. He didn't seem to get the president's good side because he is now doubling down as of Friday on that $3.5 trillion plan. He said it's not about short-term stimulus. And so the president came back and said, well, guess what? We're going to go for it anyway. The president doubling down on his support of a $3.5 trillion spending plan that some moderate Democrats like Senator Joe Manchin opposed, siding with progressives, AOC and Bernie Sanders. That's who Joe Biden is standing with now. When he said, as he was campaigning, look, I am the Democratic Party. I'm not going to let the crazies run the shop. I'm the Democratic Party. I'm the nominee. Therefore, I'm the one that will be setting this. Well, now he's setting the precedent. He's going to be a progressive. He's going to try to spend us into oblivion. And that's going to bring about even worse inflation than we're already at. And it's going to bring about much worse value for the dollar. And everything that you're working hard for, it's completely out of control. And he's going to see to it that it happens. He said this is his top priority. He's going to beat back the coronavirus pandemic, but he plans to push Congress to pass his two major spending plans. I'm thankful that for one, at least one moderate Democrat is standing up and saying, nope, don't give me a ticket to Crazy Town. I'm going to choose to opt out otherwise. Kevin McCullough, when we come back, economist Steve Moore joins me. I hope you'll stay with us. Troubling times, civil unrest, spiking crime rates, and restrictive gun laws put us all at risk. One feels unsafe just walking down the sidewalk. So what if there was a form of personal protection that did not require waiting periods, permits, or background checks? Small enough to carry concealed in a purse or a jacket, but powerful enough to stop an assailant. Introducing the Byrna HD, the non-lethal self-protection device that buys you valuable time in an unsafe situation. With a five-round magazine, the Byrna HD fires the Byrna Max payload, a 68-caliber projectile loaded with pepper and tear gas irritant, disabling an assailant from being able to breathe freely or see clearly for up to several minutes. The CO2-powered launcher is accurate up to 60 feet. It's about the size of a 9mm and has a dual-handed safety valve. Ideal for men and women and safe for everyone, it's backed by a 60-day risk-free guarantee. Go to MyByrna.com for the latest discount, free gifts, and more. MyByrna.com. That's MyByrna.com. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've been telling you about it for the longest time. The market goes up, the market goes down, the economy kind of wiggles around. Yes, we're doing better. Yes, it's pretty good days that we're in. But did you know that if something took a turn for the worse, that right now it is legal in this country, right this very second, for the government to reach into your 401k, IRA, and bank accounts, saving accounts, checking accounts, etc., and take money out and leave it instead an IOU? That's called the bail-in. Get the facts by reading about the coming bail-in when you call and get a free copy of the Landmark Capital's exclusive white paper on the coming bail-in. See how all this was set up to manage the out-of-control national debt? Learn how to protect your future and your hard-earned money by investing those funds into precious metals. So when the bail-in happens, they can't touch your precious metals, and you have peace of mind. Call Landmark today, 844-604-2575. That's 844-604.
Brand new from beloved author Ivan Quiñones comes a new children's book, Magnificent Ian and the Secret Lab. Available now in paperback or Kindle from the Amazon Marketplace. One satisfied parent said, "The story is quite intriguing. The way it develops leaves you waiting for the next adventure. Magnificent Ian is such a fun book. I would highly recommend it for children grades 2 through 5. Another said, "I barely got the book out of the package and my son immediately grabbed it and ran off to read it." In Magnificent Ian and the Secret Lab, Ian finds a secret lab in the middle of an active volcanic island run by a crazy scientist who tasks him with widening a secret tunnel. There's suspense, action, adventure, and a lesson about integrity. Available now on the Amazon Marketplace and the Amazon Kindle Store. Magnificent Ian and the Secret Lab from author Ivan Quiñones in paperback and Kindle form. Get your copy today. Magnificent Ian and the Secret Lab.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I ended up getting a cold after Thanksgiving, and usually it always goes to my chest. Not even a usually, it just always goes to my chest, and I end up having to go to the doctor. This time I took 9 of the Balance of Nature for 2 days, and it totally cleared up. I was very impressed, because every time I've gotten a cold for the past 5 years, it goes into my chest. And it didn't. It cleared up right away.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com, and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code KMC.
Now, from New York, back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
All right. I'm very honored to have us be joined by my next guest. He is a frequent voice on the show, and we talk about the biggest economic news items of the day when he is with us. But he is a successful best-selling author. Trumponomics is his most recent title. He is also a senior economic contributor to the Wall Street Journal. He was very active in the FreedomWorks organization, Club for Growth, strategic partner at 32 Advisors, former Heritage economist. Basically, if you have dealt with the conservative right of center side of the economy and you have talked about economics in the last number of years, you've spoken to Stephen Moore at some point in time. He is highly sought after in terms of his views on what we are dealing with. And Stephen, thank you for taking time out to be with us today. We appreciate it.
Hi, Kevin.
Let's talk a little bit about the kind of the different stages of where we're at. Going from 2020 into 2021, you probably anticipated that there were going to be some things that have that would have changed. How has your scorecard gone for the year of 2021? Did you get what you thought? Did you get worse than you thought? Is it better than you thought? Where is Steve Moore grading 2021 as we come down the stretch here?
Well, there's two real issues here. There's one, the issue, how would I grade how the economy is doing? And then the second one is, how do I feel like the politicians are doing? So let's deal with the first issue first about the economy. It's been a pretty sturdy and rapid recovery. You know, Kevin, the United States has recovered from COVID faster than any other country economically. You know, our economy is doing much better than most other countries. Our stock market is a rocket ship right now. It continues to rise. Now, I'm a little bit wary of where the market is today. I don't know if I'd pour a lot more money into this because I think the prices are pretty high right now. But it's a really amazing thing how much wealth has been created, how many jobs have been created, how much growth we've had in the first half of this year. So that's fantastic news. I think that a lot of the credit goes to Donald Trump for the vaccine that really was able to get our businesses back up and running and our people back into their jobs. So that's good. And I anticipate for the second half of the year that we'll see pretty good growth for the economy, and the recovery is going to continue. It's going to slow down a little bit from the torrid pace of the first half of the year, but I think that that things look pretty good. I mean, right now as we speak, the Delta variant of the virus has reared its ugly head, and that may slow things down a little bit. I'm not a health expert. I don't know where that's headed, but that's the wild card in this whole equation. But I'm very concerned. You know, look, my advice to the politicians, just get out of the way. You don't have to do anything. Let the economy heal on its own. But Kevin, I don't see that. I think that the Biden administration wants to use this crisis of COVID and its aftermath as an excuse to adopt a very radical progressive agenda that I think would do severe damage to the economy in the medium and long term. So we'll see how that all turns out. We don't know where this story is going to end. I think there's going to be a lot of opposition to the $4.5 trillion that Biden wants to spend. I hope so. I'm going to devote every minute of every hour for the next 3 months trying to prevent that horrific tax increase and debt bill to pass. But, you know, no one knows exactly how that's going to turn out. So that's my quick assessment. I just wish the politicians would stand out of the way, and I think we would see a nice recovery continue.
Having said that, and I'm glad that you were as detailed as you were, because I want to hit on several of your points. Your good friend, and I think you've said he's been a bit of a mentor to you, Mr. Kudlow, was in the administration previously. He said to me face to face a couple of weeks ago, money is sound, markets are sound. Basically, there's no reason to worry about the markets. You just made reference to the idea that you think they may be a little overpriced. As we head through this section and into quarter four and through the end of this year, do you think we're on the verge of a meltdown? Or are we looking at something similar to the end of the dot-com era? Are we looking at something that is going to fizzle out from where you stand, particularly if public policy doesn't go the way it needs to?
Well, I don't like to bet against America. And, you know, usually when you bet against America, you're wrong, because this country is amazing, amazingly resilient. I'm not saying people should rush off and sell their stocks, Kevin. I'm just saying, be careful, you know, be cautious. These are, you know, we got high price earning ratios right now. You know, we're looking at, you know, if we add to this debt by a massive amount, multi-trillion dollars, that's going to, in my opinion, make inflation worse. It's going to probably lead to, you know, interest rates starting to rise, and then stocks are less attractive. So that's all I'm saying, is that I think there will be a correction at some point in the next year and a half? Yeah, I do. You know, but I don't know when it's coming.
Right.
If I knew it was coming, I wouldn't be doing this show. I'd be on the beaches.
Right. You knew when it was coming. You'd be making money off of it.
Go ahead.
Well, so let me ask you, you use the I word, and that's been kind of a big debate in Washington and in and on Wall Street. The Fed doesn't like to make people think that we are experiencing inflation. The administration obviously doesn't want people to think that inflation is happening. But when you look at lumber up 400% and copper and other things you need to build houses with, and the way those costs roll over into consumer activity, it's pretty obvious we're in a fairly sizable inflation cycle right now. So talk to me about where you see that going. How do we fix it? And do you think the public messaging and the actual facts will ever come together?
Well, inflation is here. There's no doubt about it. I mean, we're running at 5.5% to 6% inflation right now. I do think the Fed has been behind the curve. I thought that the statement that Chairman Powell of the Fed made the other day, when he was in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, saying, you know, we're going to, he thinks that inflation is transitory. He's been saying that, Kevin, for the last 4 months. Mm-hmm. Inflation keeps going up, not down. So I don't quite get, I believe he's behind the curve. I think that they should take some action to try to quell this inflation surge before it becomes a surge, because, you know, it's, inflation is like a snowball rolling down a hill. Once it gets going, it gets bigger and bigger and bigger. And so I guess put me in the camp that is worried about inflation, and I'm worried about the effect that all the debt would have on inflation. And inflation is a killer for stock market rallies, and it's a killer for the economy. It's the reason Jimmy Carter lost to Reagan. Remember that, Kevin? I mean,
yeah.
It was the high inflation that really caused hardship for Americans, and people thought the country was really headed in the wrong direction. So that's one of my big worries.
Not that the Biden administration is knocking on your door, but if they were, the one piece, the first and foremost piece you would give them to halt inflation or to reverse it would be what?
Just, you know, we don't need more government spending right now. We don't need it. We don't need stimulus. You know, I look, Kevin, back at the last, throughout history, American history, from the Revolutionary War, Civil War, World War One, World War Two, the Great Depression, the financial crisis, you know, all these things. And, you know, you have, and most recently, obviously, we've had this terrible pandemic. Usually when we get a crisis like that, when a crisis, you borrow during the crisis, and then you start to pay down the debt when the crisis is over. Now, the crisis isn't completely open, but God willing, it will be over soon. And yet, why are we spending all of this money right now? I think we should actually be starting to cut back on the government spending rather than massively increasing it. That would be my advice. I don't think he's going to take that advice, but right. I think if there's any moderates left in the Democratic Party in Congress, and we will see in the next few months whether there are, it is, in my opinion, financially catastrophic.
In these troubling times, civil unrest, spiking crime rates, and restrictive gun laws put us all at risk. One feels unsafe just walking down the sidewalk. So what if there was a form of personal protection that did not require waiting periods, permits, or background checks? Small enough to carry concealed in a purse or a jacket, but powerful enough to stop an assailant. Introducing the Byrna HD, the non-lethal self-protection device that buys you valuable time in an unsafe situation. With a 5-round magazine, the Byrna HD fires the Byrna Max payload, a 68 caliber projectile loaded with pepper and tear gas irritant, disabling an assailant from being able to breathe freely or see clearly for up to several minutes. The CO2-powered launcher is accurate up to 60 feet. It's about the size of a 9mm and has a dual-handed safety valve. Ideal for men and women and safe for everyone, it's backed by a 60-day risk-free guarantee. Go to MyByrna.com for the latest discount, free gifts, and more. MyByrna.com. That's MyByrna.com. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've been telling you about it for the longest time. The market goes up, the market goes down, the economy kind of wiggles around. Yes, we're doing better. Yes, it's pretty good days that we're in. But did you know that if something took a turn for the worse, that right now it is legal in this country, right this very second, for the government to reach into your 401k, IRA, and bank accounts, saving accounts, checking accounts, etc., and take money out and leave it instead an IOU? That's called the bail-in. Get the facts by reading about the coming bail-in when you call and get a free copy of the Landmark Capital's exclusive white paper on the coming bail-in. See how all this was set up to manage the out-of-control national debt? Learn how to protect your future and your hard-earned money by investing those funds into precious metals. So when the bail-in happens, they can't touch your precious metals, and you have peace of mind. Call Landmark today, 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575.
Brand new from beloved author Ivan Quiñones comes a new children's book, Magnificent Ian and the Secret Lab, available now in paperback or Kindle from the Amazon Marketplace. One satisfied parent said, "The story is quite intriguing. The way it develops leaves you waiting for the next adventure. Magnificent Ian is such a fun book. I would highly recommend it for children grades 2 through 5. Another said, "I barely got the book out of the package and my son immediately grabbed it and ran off to read it." In Magnificent Ian and the Secret Lab, Ian finds a secret lab in the middle of an active volcanic island run by a crazy scientist who tasks him with widening a secret tunnel. There's suspense, action, adventure, and a lesson about integrity. Available now on the Amazon Marketplace and the Amazon Kindle Store. Magnificent Ian and the Secret Lab from author Ivan Quiñones in paperback and Kindle form. Get your copy today. Magnificent Ian and the Secret Lab.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world one life at a time.
I ended up getting a cold after Thanksgiving. And usually it always goes to my chest. Not even a usually, it just always goes to my chest. And I end up having to go to the doctor. This time I took 9 of the Balance of Nature for 2 days, and it totally cleared up. I was very impressed, because every time I've gotten a cold for the past 5 years, it goes into my chest. And it didn't. It cleared up right away.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com, and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code KMC.
Back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
And welcome back to Radio Night Live. Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us, and very honored to have Steve Moore back with us as well. Steve, before the break, you were saying what kind of advice you would give the administration to try to get us out of this inflationary cycle.
Why are we spending all of this money right now? I think we should actually be starting to cut back on the government spending rather than massively increasing it. That would be my advice. I don't think he's going to take that advice. But right. I think if there's any moderates left in the Democratic Party in Congress, and we will see in the next few months whether there are, it is, in my opinion, financially catastrophic if we spend and borrow $4.5 trillion, if we raise our taxes higher than the tax rates in China and Russia and Germany, if we, go raise the death tax so our family-owned businesses are being hurt. I think those are real negatives for the economy, and I'm praying that they don't happen.
Let's talk about labor for a second. The jobs picture has been continually in flux and kind of changing since Biden came into office. Is it largely his fault that it is not straightened out to a better degree now? Or are there things that the economy is not doing, that the market's not doing, that needs to be done differently? But how do we get, because it seems like with business owners, there's a shortage of available talent. And with workers, there seems to be they don't seem to be making as much money as they'd like, but they don't want to go back into the workplace in some instances. Talk to me about how you solve the great labor shuffle right now.
Well, one of my biggest concerns right now is that we've moved away from the welfare reforms, you know, of the 1990s, which, by the way, happened under Democratic President Bill Clinton and a Republican Congress. And it was truly a bipartisan victory where we said, look, we're going to help. We're a rich country. We don't want people to go homeless if they lose their job. We don't want people to go hungry. We don't want children to suffer, you know, deprivation. So we're going to provide a safety net for people. But we want to get people back in the workforce as quickly as possible. Get your feet back on the ground when you fall. Look, I've lost jobs in my lifetime. I mean, I know what it's like, the stress that you're under. So I'm not saying we shouldn't have a safety net, but what I am saying is we've moved towards a safety hammock right now where people can make, you know, in New York area where you're in, you know, people can make $75,000, $80,000, $100,000 a year, a couple, getting unemployment benefits, food stamps, rental assistance, the child payments, all these things. It's very expensive, but it's also having a very deleterious effect on our ability to get people back on the job. And you can't move up the economic ladder if you're not working. So it's really critical we get those 10 million jobs filled, get people off the sidelines, stop watching Netflix on the couch and go out and get a job because they're out there. And but we're paying people right now, Kevin, not to work.
Yeah. Let me ask you about the impact that the vaccine or the mandates or the questionable mandates, maybe the mandates that people want to put into place, but they haven't had the political courage to necessarily tick off that part of the population that doesn't want the mandates in place. How does COVID-19 figure into the economic picture as we wind down 2021?
Well, it's a gigantic factor, and it's an X factor right now. As I was saying earlier, we just don't know how bad the Delta variant is going to be and how long it will be with us. And we don't know if other variants are coming up. Americans are afraid right now, because you've seen in many states, you know, a spike up in COVID cases. But it looks like we're past the peak of this. So, we're hopefully going to, by this fall, see COVID behind us. It'll never be completely behind us, but I'm not a big fan I'm totally against economic lockdowns. Masks for private businesses and so on, I think are fine. I don't like kids being masked in school. I think that's, the evidence is pretty clear that doesn't have a very positive impact. Vaccinations is an interesting one. I mean, I think private businesses should be able to make the decision themselves, whether they want to force, you know, to require people to be vaccinated. And so I would leave those decisions into the hands of private businesses. I don't want the government mandating people to get vaccinated. I encourage people to get vaccinated. They're 100 times more likely to get, you know, hospitalized or injured from COVID than you are from the vaccine. So please get vaccinated if you're over the age of 25. But I also believe that, you know, as liberals used to say, it's my body, my rights, and people should be able to make their own decisions.
Well, it's going to be interesting as the governments on different levels, the city, the mayor, the governor, whoever that will be a year from now in New York or in New Jersey this year. And of course, Congress and the president, they all seem to have ideas about this. And I think that most of the American people are where you're at. They may be in favor of the vaccine. They may not, but they certainly don't want government telling them they have to do it one way or the other. Steve Moore, always appreciate you being with us. Thank you for sharing some time tonight here on Radio Night Live. When we continue, a lot yet to get to. What about the persecution of those that are left behind in Afghanistan? And a very full ladies' lounge is straight ahead. We've got Michelle Bachman, KT McFarlane, and Nicole Sapphire all on tap. It's Kevin McCullough and Radio Night Live. In these troubling times, civil unrest, spiking crime rates, and restrictive gun laws put us all at risk. One feels unsafe just walking down the sidewalk. So what if there was a form of personal protection that did not require waiting periods, permits, or background checks? Small enough to carry concealed in a purse or a jacket, but powerful enough to stop an assailant. Introducing the Byrna HD, the non-lethal self-protection device that buys you valuable time in an unsafe situation. With a 5-round magazine, the Byrna HD fires the Byrna Max payload, a 68 caliber projectile loaded with pepper and tear gas irritant, disabling an assailant from being able to breathe freely or see clearly for up to several minutes. The CO2-powered launcher is accurate up to 60 feet. It's about the size of a 9mm and has a dual-handed safety valve. Ideal for men and women and safe for everyone, it's backed by a 60-day risk-free guarantee. Go to MyByrna.com for the latest discount, free gifts, and more. MyByrna.com. That's MyByrna.com. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've been telling you about it for the longest time. The market goes up, the market goes down, the economy kind of wiggles around. Yes, we're doing better. Yes, it's pretty good days that we're in. But did you know that if something took a turn for the worse, that right now it is legal in this country, right this very second, for the government to reach into your 401k, IRA, and bank accounts, saving accounts, checking accounts, etc., and take money out and leave it instead an IOU? That's called the bail-in. Get the facts by reading about the coming bail-in when you call and get a free copy of the Landmark Capital's exclusive white paper on the coming bail-in. See how all this was set up to manage the out-of-control national debt? Learn how to protect your future and your hard-earned money by investing those funds into precious metals. So when the bail-in happens, they can't touch your precious metals, and you have peace of mind. Call Landmark today, 844-604-2575. That's 844-604.
Brand new from beloved author Ivan Quiñones comes a new children's book, Magnificent Ian and the Secret Lab, available now in paperback or Kindle from the Amazon Marketplace. One satisfied parent said, "The story is quite intriguing. The way it develops leaves you waiting for the next adventure. Magnificent Ian is such a fun book. I would highly recommend it for children grades 2 through 5. Another said, "I barely got the book out of the package and my son immediately grabbed it and ran off to read it." In Magnificent Ian and the Secret Lab, Ian finds a secret lab in the middle of an active volcanic island run by a crazy scientist who tasks him with widening a secret tunnel. There's suspense, action, adventure, and a lesson about integrity. Available now on the Amazon Marketplace and the Amazon Kindle Store. Magnificent Ian and the Secret Lab from author Ivan Quiñones in paperback and Kindle form. Get your copy today. Magnificent Ian and the Secret Lab.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I ended up getting a cold after Thanksgiving, and usually it always goes to my chest. Not even a usually, it just always goes to my chest, and I end up having to go to the doctor. This time I took 9 of the Balance of Nature for 2 days, and it totally cleared up. I was very impressed, because every time I've gotten a cold for the past 5 years, it goes into my chest. And it didn't. It cleared up right away.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com, and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code KMC.
Everybody loves my baby, but my baby don't love nobody but me. No one but me.
And now back to Radio Night Live. Once again, Kevin McCullough.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us, and always thankful to be able to challenge you to think more clearly about the issues of the day. And one of the obvious stories that we continue to talk about, and we may need to talk about for quite some time, is what has recently, we were told, just ended in Afghanistan. America's done. We just 20 years, pulled up stakes, out. We left Americans behind. We left a lot of Afghans that helped America over the past 20 years behind. But there's another group that has been as heavy on my heart in terms of what we have lost there as either of those groups. And that is those who have come to faith in Jesus Christ in Afghanistan over the last number of years. You know that when Afghanistan was under Taliban rule, it was kind of an iron fist kind of situation. Rumor had it that Afghanistan had become the second most fastest growing area of the gospel in terms of Jesus Christ and people accepting him as their savior and giving their lives and hearts to him, only behind China and the underground church there. Well, what is the real story? Is that in fact happening? And if so, what does the future bode for those that are in that scenario? Dr. John Eibner is back with us. He is the head of Christian Solidarity International. You know that I work with them every year. We have tried for a number of years to help hundreds of slaves be liberated from the clutches of slavery, human slavery. But today I want to talk about Afghanistan, which is in a different part of the world than where we're normally discussing things like Sudan. And Dr. John Eibner now joins us. John, I know that Afghanistan has been through, a lot over the last couple of weeks. But the truth is that people that were looking at the geopolitical situation on the ground always feared that a totalitarian Taliban government is what that country would revert to. I guess my question to you initially is, are you concerned that the Taliban are not reformed like they pledged that they are? And if they are not, what does that bode for people that observe the Christian faith in Afghanistan and do not observe Sharia law?
Well, the plight of Christians, we don't know how many there are in Afghanistan, because to be a Christian means you have to be underground. That is, if you're a native Afghan as opposed to a Western army soldier or businessman or NGO, you cannot be a native Afghan and be a Christian openly. So quite apart from the Taliban, people have had to be underground for years. While the United States was in Kabul, there have been cases of those who have been sentenced to death, not by the in areas controlled by the Taliban, but in areas controlled by the government that has just collapsed, the U.S.-backed government. Hmm. But the Taliban is more strict and more severe and uses more primitive means of punishing people than happened with the areas where the collapsed government was in control. So the outlook is very grim. We know what the Taliban did before. Washington banks on the Taliban somehow accommodating Western interests. That's what they're interested. They're, to be honest, they're not very interested in what the Taliban does to Christians or to women. The main issue for Washington is, will the Taliban cooperate with us on issues of geopolitical concern to us, or will they not? And the thinking amongst the people in the foreign policy establishment in Washington is, can the Taliban be modified like the Saudis? The Saudi regime was just like the Taliban when they came to power in Saudi Arabia. Exactly the same thing. They're like the Islamic State, like the Taliban, beheading, impossible to be a Christian without being killed. They were really the radical terrorists of the day, and they came into an understanding with first Britain and then the United States that they would be allowed to have the strict kind of totalitarian Islamic regime domestically, but cooperate with the West when it comes to bigger geopolitical concerns, and of course guarantee the flow of oil to the Western world. So those that in Washington that have made this decision to withdraw feel that they have some good reason to believe that the Taliban will become like the Saudis, the so-called Wahhabis, this radical extreme form of Islam that's completely intolerant, that does not tolerate conversions to Christianity, does not even tolerate the existence of Christians in the country.
We're speaking with John Eibner of CSI. John, let me ask you another quick question. If you had the bully pulpit of the White House press room today, what would you ask of America, and particularly America's Christian community, to show support for their brothers and sisters in Afghanistan?
Well, obviously we want people to pray, and there are very few practical things, but they should pray, and they should raise their voices so that the Christians are not forgotten. If you look at the news and what the administration is saying, the big concentration is on Afghan women. And of course, Afghan women are in danger.
Sure.
But I hear very little mentioned about the Christians as much. We got to get some of the women activists out. We have to get, obviously, interpreters out and those that collaborated with the U.S.-backed puppet regime there. They're very much in danger. We have to make sure that the Christians are not forgotten, because there will be efforts to get people out.
We are concerned about the Christians in China, the Christians in Iran, Christians in other places around the world, North Korea and elsewhere, where the very real reality of losing your life simply because you are a believer in Jesus is a daily threat to many that live in these regions, though you will not hear about it on Western media. Dr. John Eibner, always appreciate your insight. Thank you for helping us on Afghanistan today.
Thank you so much for all you're doing at your end, Kevin.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, Kevin McCullough coming right back. Don't go away. In these troubling times, civil unrest, spiking crime rates, and restrictive gun laws put us all at risk. One feels unsafe just walking down the sidewalk. So what if there was a form of personal protection that did not require waiting periods, permits, or background checks? Small enough to carry concealed in a purse or a jacket, but powerful enough to stop an assailant. Introducing the Byrna HD, the non-lethal self-protection device that buys you valuable time in an unsafe situation. With a 5-round magazine, the Byrna HD fires the Byrna Max payload, a 68 caliber projectile loaded with pepper and tear gas irritant, disabling an assailant from being able to breathe freely or see clearly for up to several minutes. The CO2-powered launcher is accurate up to 60 feet. It's about the size of a 9mm and has a dual-handed safety valve. Ideal for men and women and safe for everyone, it's backed by a 60-day risk-free guarantee. Go to MyByrna.com for the latest discount, free gifts, and more. MyByrna.com. That's MyByrna.com.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I haven't heard any negative feedback from any of my patients who have been taking the product. I look at Balance of Nature and I look what it's doing for me as I've started taking it, and for the patients that I have that are taking it, it's been phenomenal.
In my practice, I was getting to the point where I couldn't have the strength to see that many patients anymore, and I was introduced to the fruits and veggies. Just slowly, my strength started to come back, and it was because of the good nutrition. I can't say enough good for Balance of Nature and what it's done for me. I recommend it to everybody.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Have I told you what a great night's sleep you can get by sleeping on a MyPillow? It's really true. It's changed my life for a number of years now. And ever since I've been sleeping on a MyPillow, I don't have interrupted sleep. I don't have to fold my pillows in half and stack them up on top of each other and do all kinds of weird stuff. Why? Because MyPillow will conform to the shape that I want it to, and it'll stay cool all night and keep that shape and come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Is your pillow warranted for 10 years? I didn't think so. Well, right now, if you call MyPillow and you use my promo code, you're going to get the best offer that's ever been granted on radio or television. $69.98, that's $34.99 per pillow. That's all it costs. $69.98, two premiums, $34.99 each. Never seen this offer before. He called the show just to tell us what it was. Here's the phone number, 800-506-2641, promo code KMC. Again, 800-506-2641, promo code KMC, or online at MyPillow.com.
Once again, from New York, here's Radio Night Live and Kevin McCullough.
All right, still a big second hour on the way tonight on Radio Night Live. But before then, first, now, the new music spotlight from an artist named Blanca.
If I'm being honest, I didn't think you'd stay with all my problems. I was so afraid that when you saw them, you would turn your back on me and leave. 'Cause in the silence, my insecurities are like a siren taking over me.
Yet to come in hour two, the Ladies Lounge, KT McFarlane, Nicole Sapphire in tonight, plus more music from Blanca as Radio Night Live continues.